Hello, this is Evan Schaefer from Notes from the Legal Underground with today's law-related thing that sucks. The law-related thing that sucks for March 28, 2005, state court judges. Here's a little civics lesson for you. According to some very important people, including the President of the United States, not every judge is created equal. Some judges are superior to other judges. These judges are called federal judges. What about the others? You'll find them presiding over matters in state court. What can I say about state court judges? At the outset, I should tell you that everything I'm reporting to you today, I learned from President Bush and the Republican-controlled U.S. Congress. I'll explain it to you without a lot of legal jargon. According to President Bush and Congress, state court judges are the frat boys of our nation's political system. In other words, while most state court judges are perfectly charming and eager to help out any way they can, they've already flunked out, and you just can't trust them with anything important. Is it a traffic matter? Let them give it a shot, President Bush would say. Is it a simple divorce case? Well, how could anyone screw that up? Does a case involve the death penalty? As long as the state court judge won't hesitate to fry the defendant, Bush would say, hey, go ahead and give him the case. But if it's anything more complex than that, forget about it. Is it a case involving the right to life? Is it a consumer law class action? In these sorts of complex cases, when it comes to judges, President Bush and Congress want a judge who's less like Flounder and more like Dean Wormer. In other words, a good old-fashioned federal judge. According to President Bush and Congress, state court judges just aren't bright enough to understand complex legal subjects like the right to life or class actions. It means you shouldn't let them anywhere near something that's important to you, your grandmother who wanted her feeding tube removed, say, or your favorite corporation. In matters like these, state court judges are likely to mess things up. In the case of your grandmother, they might actually apply the rule of law. In cases involving corporations, they might find in favor of victimized consumers. According to President Bush and the Republican-dominated Congress, either of those results would suck. And that's why lately, President Bush and Congress have been on the move, taking cases away from state court judges whenever and wherever possible. A notable example from just last week was the Terri Schiavo case. Another example is the so-called Class Action Fairness Act, which was signed into law just last month. That new law was designed to take most consumer class actions, which you have to keep in mind are way too complicated for your average state court judge, and put them into federal court, where the judges are so smart, they're thought to love corporations more than anything else on earth. Who disagrees with these radical ideas? Only the federal judges. Most of them think the Class Action Fairness Act, for example, was a very bad idea. But on this topic, President Bush and Congress apparently thought that the federal judges were acting more like state court judges. In other words, they didn't know what they were talking about. And what about the Schiavo case? I wonder what President Bush and Congress think about those federal judges who, after a bizarre bit of seat-of-the-pants lawmaking, were asked to make a decision about Terri Schiavo. As it turned out, those federal judges all reached the same result as the state court judge. Frankly, I wasn't surprised. On this subject, I just can't agree with President Bush and Congress. I trust state court judges with any kind of case, no matter how complex. But I'm just a silly lawyer. What do I know? No more, I guess, than a state court judge. And that's why, according to President Bush and Congress at least, state court judges are today's law-related thing that sucks. For more legal education, visit LegalUnderground.com, the weblog that asks, why are lawyers so stuffy?